Hello there. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is April the 17th. And on today's program, we're going to continue our theme of the bread from heaven. Jesus has been, he just began his bread of life discourse. It's commonly what it's referred to as John chapter 6, where he's referring to the necessity to eat his body and drink his blood, something which certainly was controversial at the time. And I mentioned on yesterday's show, this is something that we are comfortable with, or most of us are comfortable with, especially if we've been Catholic for any period of time. But for those who aren't, or those who are, were hearing this for the first time especially, this idea was radical to them, and it was very difficult for them to understand. So with that in mind, let's look at this gospel. And again, this is from today's Daily Mass, John chapter 6, verses 35 through 40. Jesus introduced the concept yesterday that he is the bread of life. And, you know, it's quite possible that when people heard him speak, they thought he was speaking in a figurative sense or some sort of a symbolic or spiritual sense. But as he went on, it became clear that that's not what he was saying. And you're going to see the reaction. You're going to see the reaction of people. And I think it underscores the importance and the literal nature of his words. And it should really spark something in us, those of us who believe in the Lord's real presence in the Eucharist. So let's look at the gospel now. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. So it's clear here, when we look at this, when we look at his words, that Jesus is saying, if you want to achieve eternal life, you need to believe in me. Now, what does that mean? To believe in Jesus, and this gets tricky sometimes, to believe in Jesus means more than acknowledging that he existed, that he was a historical figure, that he went around preaching, performing miracles, and died on the cross. Even that is not what Jesus is talking about. Obviously, that's all important. Yes, we do need to believe that he exists. But once we believe that he exists, are we willing to accept his words because he claims to be the Messiah, which he is? And therefore, if we believe him, that he is who he says he is, then we're going to follow him. We're going to follow his commands. And right now he's saying, or he will be saying, he started it, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, that I am the bread of life. You need me in order to get to the Father and ultimately reach heaven. Everyone who believes in Jesus can have eternal life, provided they fully believe in him, meaning believe in him to the point of who he says he is, and then follow him, which includes eating his body, drinking his blood in the Eucharist. Now, obviously, you might wonder about what about somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus? And the church has always taught that if it's through no fault of their own, that it is possible for them to be saved. But that doesn't get you and me off the hook. We are called to share the good news, to let people know about Jesus, to spread what we claim to believe by faith, that belief in Jesus is necessary for salvation. We're going to talk more about him as the bread from heaven in the remaining shows this week. I hope you'll be able to join me. God bless.